Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Welcome into this week's edition of the Triumph Spotlight. Today's guest is the one and only Bashaul Tuten out of Paulsboro, New Jersey. Tuten joined Virginia Tech football this past season after earning FCS All-American honors at North Carolina A&T. As a starting running back in 2023 for Virginia Tech, Tuten helped lead the Hokies to a 7-win season after a team-leading 10 touchdowns throughout the year on the ground, two of which coming in their marquee victory, a Military Bowl victory win over Tulane at the end of a great campaign. Bashaul Tuten joins us next on this week's edition of the Triumph Spotlight. Today's show is brought to you by Triumph NIL. The Triumph Digital Network is a fully integrated portal featuring individual channels for Bashaul Tuten and all of your favorite Hokie athletes. Visit TriumphNIL.com for exclusive engagement, merchandise, content opportunities, and subscriptions. All right, in the high-tech studios here in the Corporate Research Center in Blacksburg, Virginia, I think some introductions are underway here on the set. I'm Kyle Marshak. To my right is Robert Bateman. Behind the desk, the best producer in the land, Key McCrimmon. And of course, we've got Bashaul here on set. Bashaul, how's the offseason treating you?
It's going good so far. You know, we had winter workouts. Now we're in the spring ball. I think it's all going smooth, and I like the progress we're making.
I mean, that's what we like to hear. Can you take us through a week of what like an off-season schedule looks like for you guys?
So we typically, let's say winter workouts, we typically, you know, have hunger drills Tuesday, Thursday at 6 a.m. Then we end up having two different lift groups. I was in the 8:30 lift group after hunger drills, so we lifted a lot. We had hunger drills Tuesday, Thursday. So basically after lift, you know, you have time for school and everything else you have to do. But now in spring ball, we have, you know, spring practice. We only lift, I think, three times a week. We do a lot more stretching. So our days will really be done by at least 12 o'clock. So we still have time to do, you know, schoolwork and our daily lives.
So take us through those hunger drills. For those who don't know, what does that look like?
Basically, it's like a 7-drill circuit. I say like 4 or 5 minutes at each station, you know, just consistent competition. You have a partner that you go against, and you just try to beat each other at each drill and win the most reps. And, you know, you cycle through every station after, I said, like 4 minutes. And then you complete all 7 stations. Then we probably end up doing, you know, half gassers at the end of practice just to get our, you know, stamina up and endurance. And that's basically the morning hunger drills.
So who are the main guys you're competing against in these?
They normally do matchups by position. Mm-hmm. It rotates every hunger drill. So my running back group, yeah, we'll go against the corners, the DBs, and then we'll go against linebackers the next one, then quarterbacks, then wideouts. So it kind of rotates everyone. So every hunger drill, you go against a different opponent.
Is that kind of a big part of the culture too? I feel like we've heard so much about the hunger drills and, you know, obviously the clubhouse culture. You guys are a team that tries to go and get it, especially early in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm. It definitely helps. It plays a huge part. You know, we compete a lot, you know, just to beat each other, just to be the best that we could be and push each other to be a better team. So I think hunger drills contributes to that a lot because you're pushing the guy right next to your matchup to give his all every snap, every whistle.
And speaking of competing, you guys are expected to have an even better regular season than last year. What do you think's been going into making this team hard to beat in 2024?
You know, just the coaching staff did a great job, you know, bringing new guys in that respect the culture, that understands the culture, and that also is willing to work, you know. I think we bring in some great guys that's willing to work. We have some great guys here already that's willing to work. And we all respect, you know, the fundamentals of what we have to do and the ground floor of what we have to do. So I think that's playing a huge part in the way we're going.
And you're one of those guys that was an addition to this roster that felt like, you know, brought Virginia Tech over the hump. So let's take a couple steps back and talk about how you got here. You were a really good running back at the FCS level at North Carolina A&T. Then you hit the transfer portal officially after your junior season. When did you know you could play at the Power 5 level?
I kind of always had that thought that I can play like wherever I want to go. And, you know, I came out of COVID out of high school. So, you know, a lot of offers was limited. So, you know, I went to North Carolina A&T. They gave me a great shot, you know, great environment there, great coaching staff. I played under them for 2 years. Then I decided to hit portal, you know, go Power 5. And I came here. I was committed to BC before, but ultimately came here. And it's just been just up from there. You know, I always had the no doubt in my mind that I can play on the highest level that I want to play on, that I think I could play on. And it's been no different.
You mentioned your commitment to BC. What made you flip to VT?
I took a visit here and I just understood like the coaches, they're genuine. I met with Coach Pry, Coach Holt, you know, they welcomed me. I felt welcome and I loved how Blacksburg was set up, the environment. So that's kind of what made me flip ultimately.
Would you say it was the right choice?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You like the rural life a little bit better than maybe the city life? Is that a part of it?
Yeah, I think it's more. Because I'm more of a relaxed guy. So, you know, inner city is kind of, you know, busy, cars, traffic. I think out here is better because more spaced out. And, you know, you have more time to chill.
I like that.
Well, last year, I mean, you had a heck of a season. And I really want to ask, take me through, you're playing UVA, right? And you get this kickoff. You run to, you get the hole. You're at the 30-yard line. You're already celebrating because you know there's a bunch of green ahead of you. Mm-hmm. You run straight through the end zone and into the fans. I mean, what's going through your mind there?
I was just pumped, you know. As I'm putting my hand up, running past the 30, I was just like, hey. I know the a touchdown before that, the ref told me, yeah, don't do it again or whatever. He gave me a warning. But, I mean, when I looked at the fans and them jumping up, cheering, I'm like, why not? Like, it was just a memory that I wanted to create, and that was it.
So where does that rank in your memories all time as a college football player?
It's definitely first.
Okay. It's first in our minds for sure, too.
Yeah, definitely first.
But you had another kickoff return against Florida State. So this is obviously a position that you like. Were you a big kickoff returner with North Carolina A&T as well?
I was my freshman year. I was back deep. I played the full season back deep. I didn't have no returns then. But I made some pretty good gains back there. That's kind of where I got my feet wet at. I did it in high school some. But ultimately, college is where I started my career at kick return, and this year I was just more prompt on it and paying more details, the technique of it. So it's been a huge advance to my game.
What do you think gives you just that big play ability? I mean, at any moment it seems like you can spark for 40 plus yards.
To be honest, I'm not sure. I know we set practice goals for me, just being able to break long runs and my body not break down and stuff like that. So the strength staff, they did a great job, the sports science people, so we're just working with them to, you know, keep it up. And I think that helped my game go a lot more because, like, Florida State, I took the kickoff return back and then I missed a couple drives due to cramping and whatnot. But later in the year, as we started doing those goals in practice and stuff like that, UVA came and I took it and I wasn't tired. And, like, the longer runs, I wasn't as tired, wasn't as beat, wasn't cramping. So I think they did a great job with me and we just continue to work on that and find different goals to help my body advance.
So speaking of those goals, what's next on the chalkboard for you going into the next season?
I would just say, you know, keep building my endurance. I'm already pretty fast now, but I just want to get faster, more consistent, running longer runs. You know, form running, like just endurance. Need to get in better shape, I think, and that's my main focus.
So you mentioned the work with the sports science people, obviously making your body right for the speed that you carry. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of what there is to be said about speed is that it can be a God-given gift from time to time, right? Yeah. Are there other athletes in the family that you think passed down the genes like this?
My mother was a 110 hurdler. Mm-hmm. She held just a couple school records back in Jersey. My father was a sprinter, so, you know, it kind of went down. I had both athletic parents, so most of my family is athletes, so.
So they're both runners. Yeah. Who do you think wins in a race out of the three of you?
In their prime.
In their prime.
Well, yeah, let's talk prime.
I'd probably say my dad. My dad's fast.
He can move. So did you have a track career as well in high school?
Yeah, I did. I ran the 100, then I did long jump.
Okay. Long jump. So how far are you jumping in long?
Long jump, I think I jumped at 34 in long, 33, 34.
Okay. So you could move there. Yeah. Any other siblings or anything like that with athletics in the family as well?
I had a sister that played basketball in high school, and I had two little sisters that ran track, but they went away from it, I guess. So
okay,
that's pretty much it. So and I had an older brother that ran track in high school too.
Okay, a lot of track.
Big track. Yeah. Family.
So we always ask, if you were to play any other sport at Virginia Tech, what would it be?
It would have to be track. That's what
it would have to be. Track. Yeah. No basketball or anything like that.
I was a wrestler in high school.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What weight class?
I wrestled at 160, I believe.
Okay. So like that. Were you a high-level high school wrestler, or are you just another athlete that could get along? Or
I did it up to my freshman year, and then I transitioned back over to track, and that's where I kind of been doing indoor and all them other things. I took track over wrestling.
So what got you into wrestling, though? I feel like that's a pretty niche sport to just jump into.
I think I just like the aggression of mm-hmm. it. You know, my father wanted me to wrestle. I wanted to wrestle, so we went out for practice one day, and I liked it. Rolling around, you know, mm-hmm. you get to slam people for fun. So it was pretty much, hey, that was the topping for me.
Yeah.
So I liked it.
So let's get to know you off the gridiron as well mm-hmm. and outside of athletics. I heard that you have a pretty nice car. Yeah. So tell us about, that's all I heard. I don't know the model. I don't know what the deal is with it. So tell us about the car a little bit.
That's a pretty nice car. BMW M6. I brought it last year around this time. Well, actually going from spring break last year. I brought it just as a little gift to me, you know. I've been working so hard to try to get where I'm at now. So that was just a setback reminder, like you're going in the right steps. So that was kind of like a present for me. To, like, you know, help me, like, understand that we're going up and, like, we're doing good things. So that's why I brought that car as, like, some motivation to just keep going, because you got your dream car. That was my dream car. Mm-hmm. So I got it now onto the next car, whatever, the next house. Yeah. So it's kind of like a milestone for me, and that's why I purchased it.
Is nice. There, like, another dream car you're looking at?
Right now, no. I'm pretty set right now.
All right. I'd be pretty happy with that, too.
All right. So I know a lot of the guys on the team have their animals. You know, Ollie Jennings has his dog, Zero. Do you have a pet or anything like that?
Yeah, I actually have two dogs back at my house. I have two Pitbull XLs. One is a year and a half, and then one is 6 months. My oldest is a girl. Then I have a male that I purchased a couple months ago.
There you go.
So a lot of my time, like, off of football, out of school, is like, you know, divested in them, like walking them, playing around with them. So that's kind of where, you know, how people do, they go on drive to release, mm-hmm. like whatever. Like I play with them and I walk them to, you know, relax.
There you go.
I like that. I'm obviously a big dog guy too. And whenever I had the time or money to take care of them, I always told myself I wanted to rescue a couple of pitties. So why was that the right dog breed for you?
I just always liked it. It was the breed that we always looked at growing up. My dad's he's a huge dog person, so we had pits, and then we had like XL pits, and we had this one XL pit. He was like huge, and like after we had him, I'm like, yeah, that's like, I want a huge pit bull, and that's what I got.
Yeah. So what other hobbies do you keep yourself busy with off the gridiron?
Like I said, I walk them, I take care of them, anything with my cars, washing, cleaning, doing whatever. I play the game a lot. What else? I just be relaxing, watching TV or watching YouTube. It don't matter.
There you go. Any go-to shows or creators you tune into? Tech Sideline fan?
I watch Kai Sinat a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. YouTube. So that's pretty where I watch their streams. I watch a lot of Call of Duty on. I know it's probably corny. You're not playing the game, but you're watching the game. But that's what I do. I watch Tim the Tap Man a lot. Just him playing Call of Duty, and I be relaxing.
There you go.
That guy's from our hometown.
Yeah,
we're both from upstate New York, so that's a weird one for sure. All right, so we talked about who you are off the gridiron, but your time in Blacksburg, obviously, has been empowered by Triumph a lot. How have they done that for you?
You know, they just always supported me, you know. Like I said, if I have any issues, Ms. Roberts, she does a great job. Mitch does a great job. And then, you know, just being able to do, like, things like this that I wasn't used to, you know, doing interviews and all that. I'm actually loving that experience, and I'm glad that they supplied me with that idea.
And one of the last questions we like to always ask the guys before they leave, what do you want your mark to be when you leave Blacksburg?
Just as a great football player, but as a great dude overall. You know, one that gives back to community, care about the fan base, the community, and just want to leave a great footprint when I leave here. You know, let it be this year, next year, years after, just always look back on Bayshaw 2 and being a great overall dude that will help no matter what.
Yeah, I think you're well on your way for doing that. So, Bayshaw, we appreciate you. You've got that spring game coming up. What are you looking forward to in that contest?
Just seeing improvements by the whole team. You know, just to make a mark and, you know, show us where we're at, what we need to work on. Let that be a great, like, learning tool to, you know, watch film on and just ultimately have, like, a great competitive game, you know, with teammates and just having a fun with them and the fans out. You know, it's going to be nice out. So, overall, great experience.
Yeah. We're looking forward to it. And, of course, you've got Vanderbilt August 31st. But for those fans, of course, tuning in, make sure to be there for Lane Stadium's little bit of an opener early on. April 13th is the spring game. But for now, Bayshaw Tootin, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
We've got Robert Bateman to my right. Behind the desk is Key McCrimmon. I'm Kyle Marshak. Of course, Bayshaw Tootin on set today. We'll see you guys next week for another edition of the Triumph Spotlight.